In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we commemorate the Feast of St. Charalambos. It is always on this date every year, but it happens to fall on the Sunday, which is a great blessing for us. And if you read the life of St. Charalambos, which I encourage everyone to do so, you will discover that his martyrdom took place after he turned 100. And the things that he endured as someone of a very advanced age are just incredible. Even more incredible is the way that he was able to witness to those around them and turn their hearts to Christ. And it reminds me of something I've shared with you before, I think in the context of at least an impromptu sermon, if not a Sunday sermon, something I'm certain I know I've shared with a lot of you before in the course of confession, and it's this: that as we get older, we become more of what we were when we were younger. And that's important for us all to remember, that it is very rare for people to reach an advanced age and then to have a radical transformation of one sort or another. We just become more of what we were. And so the grumpy old person was actually a grumpy young person, and the kindly old person was a kindly young person, etc., etc. And it gets me thinking sometimes, you know, we talk about growing old gracefully, and really what we'd like to do, perhaps, is to grow old full of God's grace. So when we think about growing old gracefully, maybe there should be a hyphen between grace and fully. I'd like to grow old full of God's grace. And not all of us, probably the majority of us, maybe none of us, are ever going to have occasion to witness in the way that St. Charalambos witnessed. That's something we should be grateful for. God forbid we would be placed in the position of being brutally tortured and then executed. But all of us, if we make it to advanced years, will have a chance to witness in a way that's somewhat similar, because we know that all of us in our advancing years, all of us, as we reach that point of illness and then the point of death, we are tested. We are tested, and on our deathbed, the devil wrestles with us and tries to instill fear in us and turn us away from our faith. It is a fact. So all of us will have a chance to witness, like St. Charalambos, at least slightly, as we reach the end of our life. And if then we can agree that we become more of what we are as we get older, then how do we, as we're younger, how do we become that kind of a person that is advanced in years and Christian? That's a legitimate question. Well, this morning in the Gospel reading, we hear about the Canaanite woman who turns to Jesus, who runs to him, beseeches him to heal her daughter. And certainly, if we are making part of our life turning to Jesus, running to him, asking him to heal, knowing that he is the source of healing, that is one very good way for us to become a godly people, that we can be graceful people. And then this warning in St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, he just reminds us to keep our eye on the prize. He goes, an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier on service gets entangled in civilian pursuits. So keep your eye on the prize. If we want to have a graceful end of our lives, then we should keep our eye on the prize from our younger years. And I would like to offer this morning some brief ideas to consider how it is that we form ourselves as Christians as we get older. First, with regard to little children will fight with one another. Little children will do things that are selfish, sometimes even mean. And it is legitimate, as we are gently disciplining our children and teaching them, to remind them that while life is hard and it's hard to share your toys with other people, etc., but that we're Christians, and Christians are different. We go to church on Sunday, we love the Lord, he loves us, and so we must love one another. And so it is a good thing, as children are growing up, to remind them that we are Christian and that they should act that way. Not in a manipulative way, but in a loving way. As those children move into adolescence, they will be tempted. They will be tempted at parties where somebody offers them a beer when they're 15 years old. They'll be tempted when somebody wants to pick a fight with them, tempted in lots of ways. And it is good. It is good for an adolescent to be able to look a friend in the eye and say, hey, you're my friend, but I'm a Christian. I don't do that. I know you want to fight, but there's other ways to go through life. I'm a Christian. As we get older and we move into our young adult years, work becomes very important. And work is filled with all kinds of Christian challenges. Not just the fact that most everybody at work is a potty mouth, that's the least of it. But the way work challenges us sometimes to compromise our ideals, to not stand up for what we believe in. We allow people to walk on over us, and we don't know what to say or do. We know certainly in this day and age in the Bay Area, we have to be careful about how we express our Christianity. Except we can express it. We can express it through our words and through our deeds and through our demeanor and through our dignity and through our composure. Some years back, when I was still a young adult, I was had a superior who was very demeaning and dismissive, made noises, made faces, grunted a lot, and finally one day I said, you know, I take criticism well, and if you have something you'd like me to do, please just tell me. You don't have to make faces or make noises. Just tell me in words what you'd like me to do, and I'll do it for you. And that is a way that one can respond, you know, with clarity and with dignity, but also in love. And then as we move into middle adulthood, then we are challenged by the fact that we start to take all kinds of things personally. We take the way other people drive personally. Why did they do that to me? And when something happens around the house, a child spills milk, why did that child do that to me? Why did the boss do that to me? And of course, that's all part of being in midlife. And we remind ourselves as midlife Christians that we are Christian and that we are blessed. And that no driver gets up in the morning trying to ruin our day, and no child spilling the milk decided that they would do that to ruin daddy's day. And sometimes things just happen, and that's the way life is. And we say a prayer, and we say, thank God that I have my life and a family and a job, and we get past it. And we do all of these things as acts of faith and witness and forbearance. Why? So that we can prepare ourselves for the end of life. It's that simple. Now, as I said at the beginning of the sermon, chances are none of us will face what St. Haralambos faced when he was over 100 years old. But all of us, as we get older, are going to be challenged by the circumstances of life to bear witness to what it means to be a Christian. And we get prepared for that point in our life by living as Christians, as children, as adolescents, as young adults, as middle adults. So that one day when we are called in old age to witness to our own faith, it's just a matter of second nature to us. It's who we are. We have lived our lives as Christians, and we have come to the end of the road, and we thank God. We thank God that he was able to walk with us and we to walk with him during the course of our life. So on this Sunday of St. Haralambos, as we think about growing up, getting old and getting older, no matter what point we are in life, I would simply say this. One of the best ways that we can honor the memory of a saint who was martyred over the age of 100 is to do this, is to resolve that as we grow up, and we grow old, that we do so gracefully.